when we watch how jobs flowed in our society, you know, when I was growing up, jobs were moving out of the inner city area and into the suburban area. Well, the challenge was there was not a transportation infrastructure to move inner city people to those job sites out in the suburban areas, and only those that had cars were able to reach it. What that meant was it became very, very difficult to transcend your economic condition if indeed you couldn't even get to work to make the money to improve your family, to improve your personal life. So it's amazing what a domino effect a good, robust transportation infrastructure can very well have on communities, families, and individuals. It needs to be seen as more than just a place that the bus stops or the new light rail system that no one's using. It really needs to be viewed in that multidimensional manner in which it truly affects our communities. Again, commerce. We have to talk about it in terms of commerce itself. Job creation. So increasing opportunities for kids to get a better education because they have a transportation system that allows them to get to the school that provides the kind of expertise that they're looking for, the kind of concentration in the subject matter. You know, when we talk about it in those real terms, people get more excited about it. But when all we're talking about is where the bus stop goes, you know, people don't necessarily see just how important it is, especially if you're not someone that has normally used the bus. But planning those things very well actually gives you the opportunity to do all of the above. So I think it is so important that we have a much more in-depth and human conversation about how transportation infrastructure affects all of our lives.